Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Welcome back to People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story about how one of our pious predecessors interacted with an ayah of the Quran. So I want you to picture the scene. You walk into a convention and you've got Nu'man Ali Khan there. And Nu'man Ali Khan, Ustad Nu'man, is surrounded by thousands of people and he's giving a lecture, and a really, really rude person stands up and starts interrupting him. And then when Ustad Nu'man doesn't listen to him, he starts cursing and screaming and things of that sort. And if it's not Nu'man, think about any, you know, scholar, any da'iyah. Just imagine the scene, or even worse, in a masjid, right? Where someone just gets up and starts ripping the imam, ripping the person who's preaching, and gets really, really personal and really, really nasty. So this didn't happen to Ustad Nu'man. Well, it did happen to Nu'man a few times, and sometimes rightfully so, by the way. But it happened to Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah ta'ala. Imam Ahmad is sitting in a masjid, and I can relate to this because I have had that happen to me a few times. Imam Ahmad is sitting in the masjid, but he has 5,000 people in front of him, and he is who he is, rahimahullah ta'ala. And it's Baghdad, Iraq, and he is the imam of the people. And he's giving, you know, a lecture, he's giving a class, and all of a sudden a man walks in, and the man just starts to curse at him. And Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah ta'ala, not only did he not respond to him, but as the students were about to get up and respond to him, Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, he signaled to them to just stay seated, just keep calm, you know? And he kept teaching, basically. He ignored the man. So the man got nastier. He got more vulgar. He got more foul, okay? And the students are just boiling, right? How dare you talk to Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, that way? So Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah ta'ala, again, he ignored him. He didn't respond. And as the students were about to get up, Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, as he's talking, he does with his hand like this, and he smiles, and he says, just keep on listening, ignore the men. Then the man starts to, you know, curse his family, and he starts to say some really, really, really dirty things. And the students of Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, they couldn't hold themselves. So they really started to, you know, they started to grumble and mumble, and they started to, you know, to get really, really, really antsy. And so one of them stands up, and then he sits back down. And another one, you know, is about to say something, and then finally his students couldn't take it anymore. They said, Ya Aba Abdullah, Rudda ala hadha safi. They said, oh, Abu Abdullah, you know, speaking to Imam Ahmad, respond to this fool. Just answer this fool. And Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, La wallahi, no, by Allah, I will not. They said, how come? And listen to his response. He says, فَأَيْنَ الْقُرْآنُ إِذَنْ He said, what happened to our understanding of the Qur'an? What happened to the place of Qur'an in our lives? SubhanAllah, this should be like the video of the series, in the sense that we remember this. فَأَيْنَ الْقُرْآنُ إِذَنْ What happened in the Qur'an that we recite all the time? How come we're not able to apply it now? They said, what do you mean? He says, doesn't Allah say in Surah Al-Furqan, verse 63, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا Doesn't Allah say, describing the servants of the Most Merciful, that they tread the earth lightly, and when ignorant people confront them, then they simply say salam. They simply respond with peace. SubhanAllah. So Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's saying to them, you know, what happened to all the times that we've went over those ayat? How come those ayat don't come into perspective, or they don't come onto our radar in times like that? And so Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, he told the students to get to sit back down. And when the man heard Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah ta'ala, say that, you know, I'm not going to respond, instead I'm going to say salam, we'll just respond with peace, because this person clearly is not interested in having a discussion. He's here to get you to stoop to his level. And Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, responded with that grace. And that's why Allah calls them the servants of the Most Merciful. Obviously, it's a beautiful description that spans throughout this surah, but that's the first way that Allah describes the servants of the Most Merciful. That they walk the earth lightly. They don't take themselves too seriously. They don't walk with pride. And you're bound to confront people that are going to be ignorant, that are going to want to pick a fight with you. And that's really where Qur'an has to come into play. That's really where the Qur'an has to become part of your life, and you have to rise to become one of the people of Qur'an. And say, you know what? Assalamu alaikum, akhi. I'm not interested in fighting. I apologize if I said something that upsets you. Jazakallah khair. And move on with your life. And that's what Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, was able to do, despite his position, despite being who he was, despite being, you know, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and despite having the biggest halaqah there, Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah ta'ala, did not take advantage of that moment, and act arrogantly. Instead, he acted with humility as one of the servants of Ar-Rahman would, and one of the people of Qur'an would. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us servants of the Most Merciful, and to make us people of Qur'an as well. Allahumma ameen. Inshallah ta'ala, I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow night for another episode of People of Qur'an. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.